Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said these words to his disciples. See, we are going up to Jerusalem. Seemingly a pretty clear statement. That should not have been troubling to the disciples at all. Why shouldn't the Christ, the Son of David, go to Jerusalem? And Jesus continued, everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. Is not Jesus the fulfillment of all biblical prophecy? Shouldn't the word of prophecy be fulfilled? And yet Jesus went on, for he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. They will kill him. Now, these are the words that probably were the difficult part for the disciples. Kill him? Mistreat him? That can't be. There must be some misunderstanding here. This didn't make any sense at all. The fact is, however, that Scripture is very clear that the Christ would suffer. The first prophecy of the Savior, way back in Genesis chapter 3, tells of the seed of the woman who would crush the head of the serpent, and in doing so, his heel would be bruised. And this is only the first of the prophecies that would foretell of the suffering servant. But all this was hidden from the disciples. And then his final words to them, and on the third day he will rise. Now these words don't seem to register at all. Maybe they were still stuck on those words that their beloved teacher would suffer and would die. They couldn't hear it. And so the grace of God was concealed. It was concealed under this mistreatment and suffering. It was so unthinkable that this man so full of mercy should be treated so unmercifully. Now the disciples understood what mercy was all about. After hearing these words, Jesus with his disciples drew near to Jericho, and here they encountered a certain blind beggar. Now, the Gospel of Mark identifies this blind beggar as Bartimaeus. Now, the disciples understood everything that happened here. This blind beggar cries out to Jesus for mercy, and Jesus replies, "Receive your sight, your faith has made you well." Immediately upon saying these words, this man received his sight. Now the disciples were right there watching all this play out. They, together with the crowd, were witnesses to what had happened here. And they all gave praise to God for this wonderful miracle. God had indeed showed mercy to this blind beggar. It was very plain what happened here. God's mercy was revealed in the word of Christ. Mercy was shown to this blind beggar by the one who would suffer. And it is through his suffering the ultimate mercy is shown to the entire world. Forgiveness of sins for all mankind. So we can learn from the blind man. He was told that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, but he did not cry out, "Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me." No, he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Calling Jesus the Son of David was confessing Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Messiah. Seeing Jesus, a man, and his God and Savior, he cried out to the one who could show mercy. Blind Bartimaeus knew who Jesus was. He was the one who would suffer scorn, ridicule, mockery, whipping, and crucifixion. And he was the same one who could give him his sight. A blind beggar understood what was hidden from the apostles. If we are to understand what is concealed in Christ's suffering, we must become like blind Bartimaeus, a blind beggar. Luther described what it is like to be a blind beggar in matters of faith. He wrote in the explanation of the third article, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him." God is the one who calls us to faith. God is the one who enlightens us, who sanctifies us, who sustains us in this faith. Faith is God's gift for blind beggars like you and me who need God's grace and, yes, his mercy. And this faith opens our eyes to see God's grace and his mercy hidden in Jesus' suffering. His rejection, all the punishment that was heaped upon him, was the very opposite of mercy. Everything that Jesus was not, that's what he received. Jesus suffers from the complete absence of mercy. But that's how it had to be. That is how God's mercy comes to us. What he is really suffering here is the result of our sins. And what he suffers, he removes. By receiving the opposite of mercy, he brings mercy to us. Concealed under Jesus' mistreatment is the very mercy for which we cry. First, we become blind. God opens our eyes by revealing what was concealed under the suffering and death of his Son. Then we become beggars. Faith isn't the boast of religious do-gooders. Faith is the helpless cry of beggars. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. These are the words of the Kyrie, one of the oldest parts of the liturgy. We find these words in the Sunday service. We find them in even the daily morning and evening services of the church. Blind Bartimaeus taught us the Kyrie. He cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And with these words, he taught the church how to worship. We look to Jesus, the Son of David, the Christ who fulfilled the Old Testament scriptures in his perfect life, and who goes to Jerusalem to suffer for the sins of all mankind. We use those words, active and passive obedience, to describe what Jesus has done for us. This is the one who looks upon us in mercy. Mercy that is concealed in his suffering and death. And this Jesus is the Jesus of the Kyrie, risen from the dead just as scriptures said. We beg for mercy. And this mercy exists because Jesus suffered in our place. He had to bear all of our suffering, all that suffering and the crucifixion on our account. He took our place under the law and suffered the wrath of God as our substitute. There in the sufferings and death of Jesus is the mercy of God. That's why the crucifix, not just a cross, but a crucifix with the body of Christ, can be found in many churches and homes. There, hidden in the suffering, depicted in the crucifix, is the mercy of God. And that's why for us, we call that Friday Good Friday. Because the mercy of God is hidden in suffering. This mercy must be given to us. We can't earn it. We certainly do not deserve it. And that's the mercy that comes to us as God speaks to us in the divine service. We come here to cry out for mercy, and Jesus speaks that mercy to us. He forgives us our sins that he bore on the cross. He feeds us with his very body and blood, given and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. And in that mercy, in that forgiveness, he brings to us that peace, a peace that the world does not understand. That mercy concealed under his suffering is revealed in his word and strengthens and renews us in the true faith. So here we are today, blinded by sin, beggars before God, crying out to Christ, Lord, have mercy. And we hear Jesus saying to us, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.